it's time once again for another Stories of the Century.
Yay!
Oh,
so,
right.
Andy, do you want to pick a word out of the
bag? George, after you, sir.
All right, let me pick one. All right, I'm reaching in the bag, and I've picked out the word laundry. And laundry is submitted to us by Dan Bigler.
Thank you, Dan.
Let's pick another word
out. That out.
Eric, you want to pick
one? Eric, you want to?
Sure.
I'll stick my hand in the bag.
The word soda. And this word soda was submitted by Miriam Mills.
Yay!
She's one of our longtime fans.
Yeah, she sent that in with some box tops, as a matter of fact. Why, I don't know, but...
So the words are laundry
and soda.
All right. And now all we need is an opening line.
Here's one right here. I'm not looking at it. It's just right here. I'll set it right there for the player to open it.
And this is an opening line written by an audience member at one of our live shows.
Yes.
Great. So here we go with another...
Stories of the Century!
The glamorous and high-rise Century Building has many stories, and this is one of them. These are Stories of the Century. Dramatized for your listening pleasure by The Spontaniacs.
The Spontaniacs, America's finest improv troupe, makes you laugh up to 20% more than the leading improv brand. Here's improv brand A, surly, off-putting, constantly denying.
Hey, Cheryl.
My name's not Cheryl!
Ow!
Improv brand A makes children cry. But here's the Spontaniacs. Hilarious, witty, classically trained.
We're funny.
The Spontaniacs fills children's hearts with joy. And don't worry, Mom and Dad, the Spontaniacs are educational, too.
Daddy, what's a Brazilian strip?
The Spontaniacs, funnier than you'll ever be.
The Spontaniacs are not licensed by any political, ethical, or moral group and have no gender or religious affiliation. Side effects may include gagging, hearing, side stitches, nausea, and incontinence. Any or all of these side effects as a result of Spontaniacs encounter. See a physician for more details. Remember, aggression falls at every Spontaniacs show. Spontaniacs in mirror may be closer than...
And now... Our next episode, Carbonated Capers.
The window wasn't open last night, Leonard.
You're right. Look at that. The window's open now.
That's because I'm out here on the ledge, Leonard.
You've opened the window and gone out on the ledge. Dirk, what's going through your mind, man? What's wrong?
I'm going to jump.
My God, man. Look, tell you what. If the brain issue is settled with you, we might bring you back into the studio. Perhaps have you do a little more than the janitor work you've been working on so far. What do you think, Dirk? What do you think?
Leonard, it's my fault. It's not. It was the failure that it was.
Well, I certainly agree with you there, but...
I can't go on being a failure, Leonard. I'm leaping from this ledge.
Don't leap right now. Look, hand me your billfold, just in case. The wind is blowing, Dirk. Don't go farther out on the ledge, man.
I'll get wet if I stand out here.
Why don't you come in and you can jump from the... Wait a minute. Stay right there on the ledge. I'll be back, Dirk.
Oh, Mr. Leroy, I'm sorry I'm so late for your hairdressing appointment. It's nearly 1 o'clock here in the 23rd floor of the Century Building in your opulent office, but I got here as quickly as I could.
I'm glad to see you, Manuel. Would you help me close the window? There's a storm coming up.
Oh, yes, it's terrible out there. It's going to start raining any minute now, Mr. Leroy.
Go ahead and close the window, man. I've got to have a haircut.
Leonard! Oh, dear, there seems to be a man out on the ledge, Mr. Leroy.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Listen, Dirk, can you hold on? I've got Manuel here, and he's going to do my hair.
No, I may not be here when you get back, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to leap the 23 floors... Wait a minute, this has a mezzanine, doesn't it? The 24 floors, down to my death, so go on and do what you must do.
No, wait a minute, you haven't handed me your billfold yet.
Oh,
come on,
sorry.
Man.
Edge
over here. I can't quite reach, just...
Oh.
Would you like me to reopen the window for you, Mr. Leroy?
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm going to kick it towards you with my toe.
Let me get out there. I think I can reach it here. Oh, I'm crawling out on the window now. I've just almost got to the...
Don't worry, Mr. Leroy. He's not dead. Look, he landed on that clothesline where the lady has hung her laundry from the 18th floor. As soon as she rings in her laundry, I'm sure he'll be all right again.
Well, damn it, and I didn't get the billfold. Look, Manuel, close that window, though.
Just sit down and let me cut your hair for you.
Fine.
You know, you really should have your roots touched up, Mr. Leroy, or else everybody will soon know you are much older than you pretend to be.
Should we call someone, do you think, Manuel?
Well, we could call Mrs. Jubbywitz from the 18th floor. It was her laundry he landed in.
Don't be afraid. Your laundry saved my life, madam, and please, I must know your name. Wait, I just happened to have my Mandarin dictionary with me. Let's see now. Help me into your window.
Soda.
Well, yes, I'd love one. Thank you very much. Oh, this is a lovely apartment you hear of on the 19th floor of the Century Building. Decorated in true Mandarin Chinese. Wait, what's this book on your counter? And don't fool me. You speak English, I know you do. Because this book and this magazine, they're in English.
I speak only very, very difficulty.
I noticed that. But you do speak English. Why are you hiding here pretending to be Chinese? I'll hide here behind the couch.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Jubbywitz. I'm sorry to bother you here, but I was wondering if when you reeled in that man on your clothesline, did you happen to perchance get his wallet from him?
Oi!
Does that mean yes or no?
Oi!
Ah.
Go ahead, Manuel, find out whether she's got the wallet. Can't you speak Mandarin?
I'm sorry, Mr. Leroy, who is with me here, standing in your doorway, cannot articulate questions while he is wearing an apron around his neck. I've been cutting his hair, you see. Why, thank you. I would like a soda. How about you, Mr. Leroy?
Fine. I'll have a soda, and while I'm here, ask her if my laundry's ready.
Manuel!
Dirk!
You're probably surprised to see me popping up behind the couch, but don't get a soda from this woman. She's a fake. There's something false about her, and I'm worried that this soda may not be just a soda.
You mean she may not really be a laundress?
I believe she's a spy.
Shut up! Shut up, all of you! And
she's
back
got a gun! Stand back!
Holy mackerel! You're not a laundress! You have a gun!
Oh my God! The window's open!
Dirk!
Oh, don't worry. Fortunately, he landed on the laundry clothesline of Mrs. Smith on the second floor of the Century Building.
Close the window.
Shut up, you! Get against the wall.
Obviously, we have been taken in by this deception, Mr. Leroy. We thought you were Mrs. Jubbywitz, the woman who does all the laundry for the Century Building.
You've been going through my laundry, haven't you? You evil woman, you've probably been spying on my movies. You've probably been selling my secret movie information that I leave in my pockets.
I'll bet this soda is probably spiked with a sleeping potion.
Yes, it is.
My plan has worked. Evil spy plan.
Drop that gun.
Good, right. Preston.
Yes, I was lucky. I was saved by Mrs. Smith's clothesline on the second floor, and she pulled me in. Luckily, she had this .45 laying on her coffee table, which I conveniently picked up and put in my pocket, and I climbed the staircase to this floor, and I realized it was the door to your apartment when I heard the thuds inside, knowing that you would probably spike the sodas you gave to Manuel and Leonard Leroy.
Oh, thank goodness you are here, Dirk. Unfortunately, I did not swallow the soda and become unconscious, so I had to listen to all that lengthy explanation.
Good, Preston, did you survive the soda you drink?
Fortunately, I carried with me at all times a anti-soda antidote.
Oh my God, I pissed my pants.
How could you know about the soda antidote? Why, that's a secret known only to the spy community, and you know what that means, Dirk Preston.
I think what we have to fear here is that she knows about your next movie, Mr. Leroy, and she'll probably tell.
But what am I going to do about these pants?
Oh, the gun went off and she's dead.
No, you shot her, you fool.
Oh, it was an accident.
Put that gun down.
Stop putting that gun at people. Put it in your pocket.
Sorry.
I'm not dead yet.
Wait, she's not dead.
Must tell secret.
Dirk! terrible thing! This gun went off again!
Secret is on paper.
She says that the secret is on this crumbled up piece of paper in her left hand. But already her death grip has hardened and she cannot release the paper.
Let me see if I can't get it from her dying hand. Oh my gosh, I tore it and oh, it dropped in the fireplace. Oh, we'll never know the secret now.
Oh, the fire is blazing up. Someone put out the fire. Throw some laundry on it from that bag.
I think we better douse it with soda.
Oh, yes, that's the idea.
I'll run into the kitchen and see if she has any. You wait here.
I'll try and mop up the blood she's getting all over the carpet.
Never mind the blood, the mop of his urine from the floor. It's disgusting.
Yes, it smells.
Ah, I'm awfully sorry about that. Must have been something to do with the soda. Sure, that's it.
I found some soda, but we can't use it. It's past its expiration date.
Look, you guys, we got a dead body. We got half of a scrap of paper here. We got...
You're right, Mr. Leroy. We have the makings of a new movie. We got the body. We got the script. You know, I think that coma was the best thing that ever happened to you, Dirk.
Ah, Dirk, you're a genius. Look. What are we going to do with this body now, you guys?
We could drop it on Mrs. Smith's clothesline.
Let's drag her to the window and...
Wait a minute! What? That's silly! Once she falls down, I'll see... Wait, this sofa is a sleeper sofa. Let's hide her in the sleeper sofa.
The brilliant idea!
Here, grab hold of this.
Oh, wait a minute! Oh. There's already a body in this sofa!
Holy mackerel!
My God!
I think we better get out of this apartment before we are incriminated.
Wait, this is Christine! You remember the armless girl that acted in Brick?
Oh,
yes.
My God, it's Christine. Well, let's put this body in with Christine.
Everyone will think they died together in bed.
Good idea. Now let's get out of here and back to your office.
I always wondered about Christine. I thought she was a little funny.
Well, here we are in the elevator. Let's get back to the 23rd floor of the Century Building, Mr. Leroy.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Someone left the window open in the hallway here.
I'll close that up.
Oh my God, he did not hit the clothesline on the second floor of the Century Building.
No, he's down there in the dumpster.
It's okay, the dumpster broke my balls.
He said the dumpster broke his balls? About time somebody did.
Listen, Manuel, just forget about Doug for a moment. He'll be fine. We've got some good ideas we need to work through here, and even though you're my hairdresser, now that Dirk is gone and I haven't seen my other associate, Cyril Sedgwick, perhaps you and I can associate on this one.
Where have you been? I have looked everywhere for
Monique.
Oh, Monique, so nice to see you.
I see your hair is still green, purple, and red.
Yes, Manuel, but you can see the roots of the hair underneath, and there is... Gray! What am I going to do? I have looked everywhere for you.
Oh, don't drink that soda, Monique!
That's too bad. I was thinking of casting her in this next show.
Wait a minute, Dirk is down in the dumpster. We can get the anti-soda remedy from him.
I'll get out there to the elevator and go down and see him.
Oh, Leonard!
Oh, there you are!
Sorry it took me so long to get back up here, but that dumpster was a bitch to dig out of.
Oh, you smell like pork fat.
It's that dumpster is right below that Chinese restaurant.
Ooh. You need to get your clothes off and we'll send them to the laundry.
Yes, here you go. Oh,
man, you need to work out.
Oh, one of my balls is blue.
Dirk! Mr. Leroy! It's true, the two of you together? I had no idea.
It's not what you
money,
think.
Money, No. I just happened to fall a few stories in the dumpster below.
But you are naked and Mr. Leroy, why are you grabbing him by the balls?
I'm just trying to take his clothes so that we can get to the laundry.
I damaged one of my balls in the fall. I'm sure you can understand. A fall like that's bound to damage one's balls.
Oh, I need a drink.
No, not that.
Bobby. Oh,
well, at least while she's out, I can thank you for not revealing the fact that you and I are married, Dirk. I am not ready to break that news to her yet.
Wait a minute. We hadn't told Leonard yet, either.
What the hell is...
Quick, drink this.
Drink some soda.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm thirsty from carrying all this laundry. Let me see. Ah, this is okay, don't you think? All right, here we go.
Well, I think our plan is working, Dirk.
So far, so good, Manuel.
Soon he will be the new Leonard Leroy. And we can begin our diabolical plot.
This is not a safe soda. You have double-crossed me, Dirk.
Yes. What's that?
as just murdered, Dirk Preston. Join us again next time for another opulent episode of Stories of the Century.
The preceding is a production of the Spontaniacs, all rights reserved. Duplication in part or in whole without express permission from the Spontaniacs is a violation of applicable laws and subject to punishment as prescribed by statute up to and including fine and or imprisonment without regard to race, color, creed, or gender as relinquished in a fully developed treatise on the cacophony of post-nouveau renaissance transdermal liquidity as pertains to the hypotenuse of a right isosceles triangulated metamorphosis trajectory and its adjutant sequiturs. My gosh, I said all that without taking a breath.